Good morning. Good evening, Mooresville Church of Christ. I pray this is an honor to God, and do you understand what I'm going to, this lesson is going to be? I would like to thank Bonnie for the edits, and I sure needed a few, and Dennis for helping me on some suggestions. Another thing I'd like to say is I have preached before when I lived in Frederick. Men were given an opportunity once a month, and you choose a subject, and you would have a lesson. And yes, I'm nervous, so bear with me. As a Christian that believes in God and Jesus, you're given the opportunity to invite people to your worship service, and as being baptized in Christ, you go by the King James Version on the Bible, you use the scripture, and you honor God and don't deviate. So the title of this lesson I'm giving is Choice and Results. If we had thought of the choice and results before we did them, we would have made a better choice. Example, you don't start painting before you cover the furniture and the floor. I will be reading scripture that you've probably heard in a study or a lesson, and Dennis has used quite a few. So let's see what the Bible has to say about it. I used the King James Version, and the first one I'm going to talk about is the rule. So turn into Genesis 2, verses 16 through 17 is where the first scripture I will be reading. That's Genesis 2. 16 through 17. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in that day that eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Seems like an easy rule to remember. You could do this, or you can do that. Let's see what the choice they made. Turn it into Genesis 3, verses 1 through 6. That's Genesis 3, verses 1 through 6. Now the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, we shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said to the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in that day ye eat, then your eyes will be opened. And you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So when a woman saw that the tree was good for food, and was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave unto her husband, and he did eat. I don't think this was a good thing to do. So let's see what the results were. Genesis 3, verse 7. That's Genesis 3, verse 7. And the eyes of them were both open, and they knew they that were naked. And they sewed fig trees together and made themselves aprons. Genesis 3, verses 16 through 17. On Genesis 3, 16 through 17. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception, and sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and they shall desire be to the husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of the wife, and hast eaten of from the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Here we have Eve blaming the serpent. and Adam blamed Eve. Well, Adam could have stopped Eve from eating the apple. But even with the knowledge of what God said, they didn't consider the choice and the results. And now we have sin in the world. And now we're going to talk about an offering made. Genesis 4, verses 1 through 4a. Genesis 4, 1 through 4a. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought forth of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. Let's see the choice. Genesis 4, 4b through 5. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had no respect. Genesis 4, 8 through 13. Genesis 4, 8 through 13. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. I don't think this was the right thing to do as his brother. Let's see what the results of all of this is. Genesis 4, verses 10 through 12. Genesis 4, 10 through 12. And God said, what hast thou done? The voice of the brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. Here we had Cain kills his brother, where he could ask, what did he did wrong? Also, Adam and Eve lost their son Abel, and Cain received the curse because he killed his brother. And now we have murder in the world. Let's talk about some impatience, as many of us are impatient about a lot of things. Exodus 32, verse 1. Exodus 32, verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as this Moses, the man that brought us up out of Egypt, out of the land of Egypt, we were not what has become of him. I don't think this is the right thing to do, you know. Let's see the choice. Exodus 32, 2 through 4. Exodus 32, 2 through 4. And Aaron said to them, Break off the golden earrings, which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings, which were in the ears, and brought them unto Aaron, and he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Let's see the results of this. Exodus 32, 25 through 27. Exodus 32. 25 through 27. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto the shame among their enemies, then Moses stood at the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said to them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Every man put his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. Well, sin and other gods are against God. So those who had chosen God lived, and those who had chosen for other gods died. Are you for God or against God? We all have a choice. What results would you want? This talked about temptation. I guess we all are tempted each day by things in this world and things we do. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 2. Matthew 4, 1 through 2. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. Just see the choices he made. Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 through 9. And when the tempter came unto him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And he answered and said to him, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up unto the holy city, and sitteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up to an exceedingly high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And saith unto him, All these things I have given thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. The result. Matthew 4, 10 through 11. Then saith Jesus to him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Let's listen and hear the choices Jesus made, even with all this temptation. We can all make better results when we think about what is right and wrong and ask for strength through Jesus. Now we're going to talk about a plan. Matthew chapter 26 through 14 to 16. Matthew 26, 14 through 16. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said to them, What will ye give me, and I will deliver him to you? And they covenant with him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. The choice. Matthew 26, 47 through 50. And while Jesus spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came with him a great multitude with swords and stripes from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whoever I shall kiss, the same as he, hold fast. And he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. The results of this. Matthew chapter 27, 3 through 5. Matthew 27, 3 through 5. Then Jesus, which betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repenteth himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, What is that to us? See to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Here Jesus never asked, Judas never asked Jesus for forgiveness. He could have made a better choice, like working for Jesus and serving him. Here's another choice. Matthew chapter 26, 69 through 74. Matthew 26, verses 69 through 74. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied them before all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he had gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said to them that were there, This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know this man. And after a while I came unto him that stood by and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then he began to curse and swear, I know not this man. And immediately the cock crowed. The result. Matthew 26, verse 75. That's Matthew 26, verse 75. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crowed, thou shalt deny me three times. And he wept, and he went out and wept bitterly. This part's after Jesus had returned out of the tomb, John 21, 15 through 17. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Judas, lovest thou more than these? He said to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Judas, lovest thou me? He said to him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. And he said to him, Feed my sheep. And he said to him a third time, Simon, son of Judas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said to him a third time. And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And he said to him, Feed my sheep. Here Peter did not kill himself like Judas, but was brought back into Jesus' grace and was able to spread the good news, which was the better choice. And we're going to talk about some words. Here Peter was talking to the Jews. Acts 2, verse 36. Acts 2, verse 36. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. The choice. Acts 2, 37 through 38. Acts 2, verses 37 through 38. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The result, Acts 2, verse 41. Acts 2, verse 41. Then they that gradually received his word were baptized, and the same day were added to them about 3,000 souls. Here we have the right choice and the best results. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God or not? Now we talk about King Agrippa, the choice and the results that he made. Acts 26, verse 3. Here Peter had been talking to King Agrippa, especially because I know thee to be an expert in all customs and questions concerning which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently. Acts 26, verses 27 through 28. Acts 26, 27 through 28. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Here King Agrippa put off choosing, even knowing the prophets and hearing Paul. There are many more examples in the Bible that I could use. I ask for forgiveness because I have bifocal glasses and I have to look up and down. Sometimes I don't see the words very clearly, so pardon me on that. I'm not perfect, and I've asked God to forgive me through Jesus Christ. And God does forgive, and we should know, do our best to worship God and obey His commands in His inspired word, which are in the Holy Scripture, no other word. And here's one of the scriptures I like, and it's at the end of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So how did I and others come to this choice? By doing the following. Hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith come by hearing the word of God, which those here and online are doing. Repent of or turn away from sin. Acts 17:30. That's Acts 17:30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Declare the name of Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Matthew 10, verses 32 through 33. Whoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. Be baptized into Christ. Acts 22, verse 16. And now why tarest thou? Arise to be baptized, and wash away thy sins. Call on the name of the Lord. Remain faithful to death. Revelation 2:10. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall come and cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye and shall have tribulation 10 days, and be faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. When you falter, repent. Acts 8:22. Repent therefore of thy wickedness and pray, and perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee. If you want to come forward and ask God for forgiveness of sin that was done in the open, you have the opportunity. Or you can stand and pray to God of a private sin. Also, if you want to be baptized, you can come forward while we stand and sing the song that has been chosen.